بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading the hadith of Al-Bara ibn Azib رضي الله عنه, that is found in Al-Musnad by Al-Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And it is the long hadith and narration clarifying some of the affairs that occur at death and after death, and also clarifying the issue of the questions in the grave. And in our previous class, we have read a portion of this narration clarifying the events that occur to a righteous individual at the time of death, and that this narration, it is narrated while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum, they were waiting to bury one of their brothers, one of the companions from the Ansar. And likewise, it has preceded in that narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded them, and likewise it is a command for his ummah, a command for us, to seek refuge with the punishment of the grave, to seek refuge with Allah from the punishment of the grave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ista'idhu billahi min adhabi al-qabr." He told them two or three times in this narration, and then he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wasallam the good things that occur to that righteous soul and that individual, and the honor that he has, and that he has been given at the time of death, and the fact that the angels, they come to him in this manner, and they take his soul gently, and he is accepted in the heavens, and every time he passed by a group of angels in the heavens, they praise him, and they mentioned the beautiful names that he was known by in this life, and they comfort him likewise, and shroud him in the beautiful garments of Jannah, and also they place on him the beautiful scents from the paradise, and the likes like this. And he leaves this life in honor, and he goes to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because in this life, he was not heedless. In this life, he was striving to be obedient to Allah. In this life, he was striving to do that which is pleasing to his Lord and Creator. He was from those people who said, "My Lord is Allah. My Lord is Allah. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah." And then after that, he said that, and he was sincere, and he strived against his soul to be upright. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. This is in reference to this event here. Those people of istiqama, those people of steadfastness, those people who say, "My Lord is Allah. I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I strive to please him, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I hold fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." They have this honor, and they have this great reward at the time of death, and that which is prepared for them in the hereafter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more great, and even more delightful, and even more pleasing and pleasant for them. On the other hand, the disbeliever, or the one who had doubts in the deen, the hypocrite. And we continue reading from what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned. And Al-Bara, he says, قَالَ يعني sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet, he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدِ الْكَافِرِ إِذَا كَانَ فِي انْقِطَاعٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِقْبَالٍ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَلَائِكَةٌ سُودُ الْوُجُوهِ مَعَهُمُ الْمُصُوحِ فَيَجْلِسُونَ مِنْهُ مَدَ الْبَصَرِ. That a disbelieving slave, whenever he is leaving this life and he is advancing to the hereafter, meaning at the time of death, angels, they descend upon him from the heavens. In this narration, angels with black faces, they descend upon him from the heavens, and they surround him. And in one wording, malaikatul adab, they are the angels of punishment. They're the angels of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created angels. And some of them, they have different functions and requirements that Allah has entrusted them to. And from that, taking the souls. And some of them, they take the souls with peace, and we have seen that. And other angels, they have been entrusted to taking the souls of the wicked. They have been entrusted to taking the souls of the wicked. These angels here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that they are the angels of punishment. In this wording here, that is, they are the angels, they have black faces, sudur wujuh, ma'ahum al-musuh, and along with them they have musuh, which is the product of misah, which is garments, their garments from the garments of the hellfire. فَيَجْلِسُونَ مِنْهُ مَدَ الْبَصَرِ. And these angels of punishment with the black faces and these shrouds from the shrouds of the hellfire, they sit around him at the distance of his eyesight. At the distance of his eyesight. ثُمَّ يَجِئُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. ثُمَّ يَجِئُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. And then the angel of death comes to that individual. حَتَّى يَجْلِسَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ. Until he sits at his head. He will sit at his head. فَيَقُولُ أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَ. And the angel of death will say to him, "Oh, you filthy soul. Oh, you filthy soul. أُخْرُجِي إِلَى سَخَطٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَغَضَبٍ. Come out. Deliver your soul. Deliver your soul to the anger of your Lord and His fury. Deliver your soul to the anger of your Lord and His fury. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, He has mentioned in His book a warning of this issue. And this is a reminder for a believer. And I remind myself and those who are listening that this is why we study and this is why we learn. Because we are going to face this day. And the angels, they will come to us. And in this life, we have an opportunity. Now it is time for us to say, رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَن نَسْتَقِيمَ عَلَى دِينِهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى وَعَلَى طَاعَتِهِ وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And this time, we have a breath. We have a life. And if we want to have a good life, then we have to be obedient to the one who created us and gave us life. And we have to follow the messenger that was sent to us, salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi, because this is the event that will happen to every soul. The angels, they come in this manner. Either they come giving salam, and they come with bright faces, bringing joy and happiness, and they come with salutations of peace, or they come in a manner which is terrifying, and they come with violence, and they come with harshness, and they come in this manner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in his book in more than one place, but for example, in Surah Al-An'am, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. If you could only see whenever the polytheists and the wrongdoers, the ظَالِمُونَ, they're in the agonies of death. If you could only see whenever the wrongdoers, the ظالمون, those who oppress their own souls with disobedience and disbelief and the likes, whenever they're in the agonies of death, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ, and the angels, they're stretching forth their hands, saying to them, deliver your souls. أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Deliver your souls. أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. This is what is being clarified from the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This hadith clarifies that. The angels, they come around him and surround him in this manner until the angel of death sits at his head. And then it addresses them in this manner. أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَ. You filthy soul. أُخْرُجِي إِلَى غَضَبٍ إِلَى سَخَطٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَغَضَبٍ. Come out to the fury of Allah and His anger. Now, and the angels, they come in this manner. أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. If you were only able to see. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in authentic narration, لو ألا تدافنوا لدعوت الله أن يسمعكم من عذاب القبر ما أسمعوا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if it were not for the fact that you would not bury your dead, I would ask Allah and I would supplicate to Him to allow you to hear what I hear from the punishment of the grave. And if the people that knew the punishment of the grave, they would not bury their loved ones. They will not bury their loved ones because of the dangers and the horror and the terrifying events that will occur to some people who are disobedient and who turn away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basitu aydihim akhriju anfusakum. They're stretching forth their hands. And also in the Quran, Allah may yadribuna wujuhum wa adbarahum wudhuqu adhab al-hariq. And they beat their faces and their backs and they say to them, taste the punishment of the blazing fire. Taste the punishment of the blazing fire. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, he says, deliver your souls. The angels, they say to him, deliver your souls. This day you shall be recompensed with the torment of degradation, meaning a humiliating punishment. They're not only will they be punished, but they will be humiliated. They will be punished, and it will be painful. But also there will be humiliation. Al-yawma tujazawna adhab al-huni bima kuntum taquluna ala Allahi ghayru al-haq wa kuntum an ayatihi tastakbirun. Deliver your souls, this day you shall be recompensed with the torment of degradation because of what you used to utter against Allah other than the truth. In other words, that people used to say about Allah that were not true. And from the worst of that is that He has a son. And from the worst of that is that He has a son, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyadhan billah. And because the people that used to reject His signs and His proofs, and they used to treat His verses with disrespect, and His signs, and His deen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying these events. And the angels, he says to him, so the messenger, he says, the angel will say to him, oh you filthy soul, oh you filthy soul, come out to the anger of Allah and His fury. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatafarraqu fi jasadihi. At this time, what will happen to his soul? That soul does not want to come out. At this time, the reality comes, al-haqah. The reality, the sure reality now at the time of death, when the angels come and the soul is coming out of the body, at this time everybody's a believer. But at this time, al-Iman will not benefit those who did not believe before. At this time, everybody knows the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-haq. Al-ilahu al-haq subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa-Nabi haq. And the Prophet, he was the truth. But at this time, those who did not believe at the time of death, that belief will not benefit them. Whenever the unseen becomes seen, at this time, Iman is not beneficial. Al-Iman is only beneficial whenever there is the affair of the unseen. Al-Imanu bil-ghayb. Al-ladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb. Al-ladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَتَفَرَّقُ فِي جَسَدِهِ فَيَنْتَزِعُهَا كَمَا يُنْتَزِعُ السُّحُودُ مِنَ السُّوفِ الْمَبْلُونَ. That at this time the soul it will go in the body, and it will be hiding in the body. تتفرقوا, and it was going here and trying to hide in the body, but at this time the angel, it will strip it out. And Allah, He swore by those angels likewise. Those people who do not believe in the hellfire, Allah, and they do not believe in the meeting of Allah, and they do not believe in the angels, well, Allah, He swears by those angels. And they come and they strip the souls out of those people who disbelieve. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى. And their soul is drowning in their body, trying to hide and flee from this event and this situation. But the angel, it comes and it strips his soul out with force. With force. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned an example. How is that soul stripped out? كَمَا يُنْتَزَعُ السُّفُود مِنْ السُّفِ الْمَبْلُولِ. A sufud is a skewer, a metal skewer. If it's inside, if somebody put the skewer, this metal, inside of the wet wool of an animal, it will not come out. It will not come out easily. It would have to be stripped out. It would have to be stripped out. The wool, if the wool of a sheep becomes wet, and the skewer is placed through it, in order to lift the skewer out, it has to be stripped. It will not come out easily. Like this, the soul of the wicked, it does not come out easily. It comes out in this manner with force, and it is stripped out. فَيَأْخُذُهَا, and the angel, it takes it. فَإِذَا أَخَذَهَا لَمْ يَدَعُوهَا فِي يَدِهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. And if he takes the soul out, those other angels around him, they do not leave it in his hand for the blinking of an eye. حَتَّى يَجَعَلُوهَا فِي تِلْكَ الْمُسُوحِ. Until they take that soul and they put it in those garments from the hellfire. وَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا كَأَنْتَنِي رِيحِ جِيفَةٍ وُجِدَتْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ. And the soul, it comes out with the most filthy and foulest scent and the worst smell. Of the worst cadaver on the face of the earth. And the most filthy and disgusting smell comes from that soul when it leaves the body. When it leaves the body. This is It degraded itself. That's why in this life a believer has to purify his soul. Purifying the soul with obedience. Purifying the soul with tawheed. Purifying the soul with tawbah and sincere repentance. Purifying the soul with good manners and upright speech and upright statements. Upright actions, upright creed before all of that. Yani tawheed. Purifying the soul by striving against it to be obedient. But those who do not purify their soul becomes filthy until the extent, عياذ بالله, that it will come out of their body in this manner, and it will leave a foul smell, worse than the worst decaying cadaver, yani dead body, on the face of the earth. فَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهَا, and they ascend with it. They ascend with this soul likewise. فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ بِهَا عَلَى مَلَئٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِلَّا قَالُوا مَا هَذَا الرُّوحِ الْخَبِيثِ. And they do not go past any group of angels as they're traveling up the heavens, except that those angels, they say, who was this filthy soul? ما هذا الروح الخبيث? Who was that filthy soul? فيقولون فلان بن فلان. They say, oh, that's so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. بأقبح أسمائه التي كان يسمى بها في الدنيا. Mentioning him by the most filthy and the worst names that he was known by, In this life. حَتَّى يُنْتَهَ بِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Until they finish and they reach with him to the peak of the heavens of this life. فَيُسْتَفْتَحُ لَهُ. And it will be asked if he can enter. فَلَا يُفْتَحُ لَهُ. And he will not be allowed to enter. The gates will not be open for him. The gates will not be open for him. This is failure. He didn't pass the test in this life. This life is a test, my noble brothers and sisters. This life is a test. You have been granted a soul, and you have been granted a life, and that life, it has an amount of time. What will you do with it? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The one who purifies their soul with Iman and Islam and obedience and Tawheed and Sunnah, Ittiba', Ta'a, Mujahadat al-Nafs, then he is successful in this life and the hereafter. And the one who corrupted his soul with disobedience or disbelief or doubts or hypocrisy and sins and transgression, then he has failed. He has failed. This is the ultimate failure, that the angels will come in this manner to him at the time of death. There's no failure after this. Ayyadhan billah. Ayyadhan billah. ثم قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يرج الجمل في سم الخياط. And the messenger at this time, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he recited the verse of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-A'raf. And he says that, mentioning the disbelievers, that the heavens will never be open for them. The gates of the heavens will never be open for them until the camel can go through the eye of a needle. Any which can never occur. A camel cannot go through the eye of a needle. Just like that, the gates of heaven will never be open for those who die upon disbelief. Will never be open for those who die upon disbelief. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah will say at this time, عَزَّ وَجَلَّ اُكْتُبُ كِتَابَهُ فِي السِّجِّينِ فِي الْأَرْضِ السُّفْلَى. Write his book and his scripture, write his book and his records in السِّجِّينِ, in the lowest earth, in the lowest earth. فَتُطْرَحُ رُوحُهُ طَرْحًا. And his soul at this time will be cast. It will be thrown. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The messenger, he read at this time, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرُ أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ سَحِيقٍ. At this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he read the verse of Allah azza wa jalla from Surah Al-Hajj, and the meaning of which is that whosoever assigns partners to Allah in worship, it is as if he had fallen from the sky and the birds had snatched him, or the wind had thrown him to a far off place. And this person who associates partners with Allah azza wa jalla, he's far away from the haqq, and he's far away from the truth, and he's far away from the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. And he's far away from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَتُعَادُ رُوحُهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ. So his soul will be put back in his body. وَيَتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ. And two angels will come to him. فَيُجْلِسَانِهِ. And they will set him up. فَيُقُولَانِ لَهُ. And they will both say to him, مَنْ رَبُّكُ. Who is your Lord? فَيُقُولُ هَا لَا أَدْرِي. He's going to say, I don't know. فَيُقُولَانِ لَهُ. They're going to say to him, مَا دِينُكُ. What is your deen? فيقول ها لا أدري I don't know. فيقولان له ما هذا الرجل الذي بعث فيكم. And they will both say to him, who is that man that was sent to you as a prophet? فيقول ها لا أدري ها لا أدري. In some of the wordings of this narration, it mentions that he says, سَمِعْتُ النَّاسِ يَقُولُونَ شَيْئًا فَقُلْتُهُ. I heard the people saying something, so I said it. And meaning that those people who, even if they said, لا إله إلا الله, but they did not fulfill their rights properly, or they did not truly believe, that they will be saying what the people say. The people say, لا إله إلا الله, محمد رسول الله. But if it's not, the conditions are not fulfilled, and we have spoke about that in these classes of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the conditions of Shahada. Shahada la ilaha illallah has conditions. It's not just a word that you say. It's not just a word that you say. It's a word that you say, nam, but it has a great meaning. It has great meaning and requirements, rather conditions, for its authenticity and for it to benefit somebody. سَمِعْتُ النَّاسَ يَقُولُونَ شَيْئًا فَقُلْتُهُ. I heard the people saying something, so I said it. An indication that simply blind following, 100% blind following, without any belief, will not benefit a person in the affairs of creed. It will not benefit a person with regards to the affairs of creed and aqidah. Naam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ كَذَبَ. And a caller will call from the heavens and it will say, he's a liar. He's lying. فَأَفْرِشُوا لَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. So put him in the garments of the hellfire. وَفْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى النَّارِ. And open for him a gateway to the hellfire. فَيَأْتِيهِ مِنْ حَرِّهَا وَسَمُومِهَا. And the heat from the fire will come to him. And likewise the blazing wind of the hellfire will come to him. وَيُضَيَّقُ عَلَيْهِ قَبْرُهُ حَتَّى تَخْتَلِفَ فِيهِ أَدْرَعُهُ. And his grave will become so tight and constricted over him that his ribs will go inside each other. The one will go into the other from his ribs and his bones. وَيَتِيهِ رَجُلٌ قَبِيحُ الْوَجْهِ. And a man will come to him that has a disgusting face, a foul face, a bad-looking face. قَبِيحُ الثِّيَابِ. Also he has bad and disgusting clothing. مُنْتِنُ الرِّيحِ. And a filthy scent. فَيَقُولُ أَبْشِرْ. And he'll say to him, أَبْشِرْ. And be assured, بِلَذِي يُسُؤُكَ, of something that's going to make you very upset. هَذَا يَوْمُكَ أَلَّذِي كُنْتَ تُوعَدْ. This is the day that you were promised. This is the day that you were promised. The mankind is promised that they will be resurrected. We have been promised that we will be resurrected. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَ. Allah, he will not وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا. He said, subhanahu wa, it's a promise from him that he will bring us back to life and that he will hold us to account and that we will meet him and that there will be people who go to his honor and his pleasure and his paradise and there will be people who do not go there. There are people who meet his anger and his punishment and his hellfire. عَيَذًا بِاللَّهِ فَيُقُولُ مَنْ أَنْتَ. That man, he's going to say, who are you? فَوَجْهُكَ الْوَجْهُ يَجِئُ بِالشَّرِّ. Verily, your face is the face that comes with evil. فَيَقُولُ أَنَا عَمَلُكَ الْخَبِيثِ. He's going to say to him, I am your filthy deeds. I am your bad deeds. I'm your foul deeds. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَا تُقِيمِ السَّاعَةِ. And at this time, the man is going to say, oh my Lord, do not, oh my Lord, do not establish the hour. Oh my Lord, do not establish the hour. This is the end of the narration here in the wording of Al-Imam Ahmed, rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the hadith of Bara' ibn عازب رضي الله عنه رضي الله عنه. So this narration is very clear of the importance of creed and belief and the importance of showing concern for one's soul and the importance of striving to perfect one's deeds. And if you really want to know who your best friend is, and people say they have best friends, and they'll never leave them. Rather, even the closest of friends, they will leave us. Rather, they will bury us in the ground, and they'll put us in the ground and throw dirt on top of us and turn away and go. The one who is truly a companion that will never let you down is your deeds. Your deeds, your actions, the actions that you do. So therefore, it's very important for a believer to show great concern and strive to perfect the actions. Because these actions, they will be with him. And that which is done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it would always be. a benefit for that person. It was always be a benefit for that person. A believer will strive to learn al-Islam properly, and to learn al-Iman properly, and likewise al-Ihsan, and strive to understand that and apply that in one's life, and love that. Loving al-Islam and loving al-Iman, the statements of Iman and the actions of Iman, and striving to perfect them, learning the obligations and striving to perfect them, and learning the means to draw near to Allah that are not obligatory from the nawafil, like as-sunan al-rawatib, for example, striving to comply to them, to the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to apply them, and to live by way of them. Because Allah, He says to the believers, or to mankind, to do not die except in a state of Islam. Yeah, to the believers, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, to fear Allah, and do not die except in a state of Islam, يعني, as Muslims. And in order to do that, you have to live as a Muslim. And in order to do that, you have to learn. In order to do that, you have to learn. والعصر إن الإنسان لا في خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. All of this has preceded. Now it is time for a believer to act and to strive to apply the knowledge that he has been blessed with and that has been bestowed upon him. And verily, the gift of knowledge and the blessing of knowledge is the best of all gifts and the greatest of all blessings, because knowledge is a light and a means for a person to see the right way and to stay away from the wrong way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the knowledge that He has blessed us with a proof for us and not a proof against us. And now that we have completed Alhamdulillah al-Usul al-Thalatha, and we had a brief reminder likewise of the importance of holding fast to that knowledge and being steadfast upon al-Islam inwardly and outwardly, now it is very suitable for us to learn about some of those things that invalidate that Islam, to be aware of that in order to stay away from it. So therefore, inshallah, next week we begin the text of Nawaqid al-Islam, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in order to learn some of the affairs that are contrary to al-Islam. The Islam that we have learned now, and hadhihi al-usul al-thalatha, that it's incumbent for a believer to know and to live by way of and to apply and to be upon, there are things that invalidate Islam. There are things that invalidate it entirely and wipe it out entirely. Yeah, then billah, it's very important for a believer to learn them and to know them. That way he can stay upon Islam upon clarity, and he can be safe from anything that will bring deficiency to his deen. So therefore, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we start that short and concise text of Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, Nawaqid al-Islam, Nawaqid al-Islam, and its advice for the believers to memorize this small text. And it's very brief but very beneficial, and it's something that is memorized and understood and applied. And also it's very beneficial to have the text and to take notes along with that. So I encourage the brothers and sisters to buy it. The text is available in the Masjid Alhamdulillah, in the library in the Masjid Alhamdulillah, and I'll strive to memorize it as we study together. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.